think that there is a solution then that doesn't involve any watchtowers, anything physical there at all?
Well, I think watchtowers are these kind of idea that there'd be these huge big posts up at the border. A lot of the technology at the Swiss border and in Norway is done actually away from the border. And of course, the Prime Minister has said that she doesn't want cameras at the border. There are ways of doing this. But, you know, Neil talks about certainty. Why don't the Irish government actually become more positive about this and start looking at solutions with their closest neighbour and closest partner? After all, we are a friend of the Republic of Ireland. The relations have never been as good. And yet on this issue, it seems like they're more concerned to keep the rest of the EU satisfied than actually look at concrete positive proposals.
Well, I suppose they would say we're making the change, so we ought to come up with a solution.
Well, we're not the ones who are going to be putting up the physical border. You know, if this ends up with a no deal, we won't be putting up the border. They'll have to pay for it because, you know, it doesn't need to happen. And I think, you know, we have to accept that there is a lot of politics going on here with what's happening in the Irish Republic at the moment.
No, that's completely
of an election. But the most important thing to me.
Irrelevant comment, and that is redundant.
You're worried about Sinn Féin.
No, we're not worried about Sinn Féin. This is the daft thing. You're talking about Fine Gael. We are a moderate party and we have been very positive. We've laid out from the outset how we would like things to go and how we'd want certainty. The British government have been very, very late and have continuously changed their position.
Even as recently as August.
Yeah, and there was no detail in the paper and there was no detail in the speech at Florence. We want detail. We want certainty. This impacts us. We haven't made the decision for the United Kingdom to leave the EU. You're making the decision, a decision that affects us far better than more than us.
Yes, because we left.
The continent or anyone.
Absolutely, Neil. We joined the EU together. You joined when we joined. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we leave, and when it's very successful that you don't start looking at leaving as well.
We have an 88% majority in favour.
We'll leave it with that. Thoughts hanging there. Kate has near Richmond as well. Thanks, both.